Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
I had been homeschooled all of my life, but when I didn't pass the college entrance exams, my mother had no choice but to register me at a real school. It was a decision she regretted soon enough, a decision I also wish she hadn't made. Starting at a physical school after 19 years was a real hassle. Since I had never been amongst a social crowd my whole life, it was difficult to make friends. Not only was it weird for me, but it was also weird for my classmates. Most of them had their best friends, their cliques, and I was nothing more than an outlier. The only person who ever noticed me was the teacher. I would have considered it an absurd situation, but it was the first time the opposite sex showed the slightest form of interest in me. It didn't matter that the interest was on a professional level at school and casual level at other places. My mother had always been so protective of me since I was little and almost got raped by my uncle. It was one of the reasons she never let me go to school and insisted to my father that I was homeschooled. The special attention the student teacher gave me didn't arouse concerns. It ignited feelings. Butterflies. I never felt that in the entirety of my life. His name was Fred, the only person in my new school that paid me any attention. He was only 9 years older than I was. He took a student teaching job to help his finances. I got to know all these things through the late-night chats we engaged in through social media. It was not right for a teacher and student to engage in a relationship like ours, but I didn't care. I loved that I was free from my mother's protective wings, and I loved the way Fred interacted with me. I was glad to be engaged in something that could get my mother angry, the same way I pissed her off on purpose and failed my college entrance exams. School became a lot of fun, and I didn't care that my classmates wanted nothing to do with me. In fact, I was glad that they didn't notice me or try to get in my space. I pretended not to notice them too. Fred taught me how to skip classes and go on secret dates with him. I knew I was supposed to be studious and pass my college entrance exams, but the truth was, I didn't care about school. I cared about having my own space, and any life I wanted to live could be painlessly funded by my rich father. Perhaps Fred saw through me and got close to me for this reason. I wouldn't know. What I do know is that our relationship escalated. He started to ask me for money. I didn't mind. I gave it to him whenever and whatever he asked for. I was glad to be of some help to my potential boyfriend. I even thought by helping him, he would stop being a student teacher and our relationship could go on without a hitch. Due to the school regulations, we chose not to make commitments until I graduated. If we got caught, I promised to take all the blame on myself because my parents were bound to save me as usual. Anyone who knew about our relationship at that point would have rightly pointed out that I was the one putting Fred in danger. Perhaps I was also the only one throwing myself at him, but we both knew it wasn't me. it was Fred. As an innocent adult who barely knew anything about relationships, I allowed Fred to take over. He made all the rules. My first doubt about Fred came when I noticed the relationships that existed between my classmates. Mushy, lovey-dovey, with lots of gifts and endearments. Nothing like it existed between Fred and I. Our relationship was nothing but sex. He took pleasure in separating my legs on every date, penetrating my innocence. I thought he was teaching me relationships, but no. He was teaching me sex and its pleasures. He was using me to fulfill his dirty fantasies, but I didn't know. Not until I refused to open my legs to him on one of our escapades. Fred was furious. He screamed at me, beat me, and tied me up. It was on that day I realized that he was nothing short of a psychopath, and for the first time in my life, I wish I had listened to my mom. I threatened to report Fred to the school authorities, and I threatened him with the name of my parents. I told him they wouldn't stand still when they noticed I was missing. He spat in my face and seethed as he told me they could never find me. At that junction, I cowered in fear. He wasn't wrong, because our actions were wrong and there wasn't supposed to be a relationship between student and teacher. We always met at an unusual place, a place away from the crowd and watchful eyes, a place where no one could ever find us or imagine we would ever be, a small cottage of which only Fred and I knew. It didn't matter how much I shouted or threatened, I was at the mercy of Fred. I thought the worst he would do was leave me tied up for a few hours and let me go. But I was wrong. He tore off my clothes and took videos and pictures of me. He beat me and forced me to pleasure him. That day, I realized that Fred never liked me. He didn't shower me with attention with genuine intentions. No. He took advantage of my loneliness and newness to feed his pocket and sexual desires. He was a maniac, a monster. While he committed his numerous atrocities, I regretted not listening to my mother. My mind circled back, and I regretted failing the college entrance exams. My mother told me I had been missing for 3 days before I was found. Luckily for me, my classmates happened to know of my secret relationship with Fred. When I was missing for too long, and a report was made, they told on him, and a search was conducted until the cottage was found and I was rescued. I couldn't have known how long I was there. He starved me, but had sex with me any time he wanted, taking videos. He was arrested and I had to leave school again. But it didn't matter. I was done with schooling. I registered with a therapist, and it's been a long time since that incident, but I still shiver thinking about those days. I have developed this unwavering hatred for men. The whole male species is nothing but full of scummy douchebags. This animated story is inspired from a real-life incident where a psycho teacher is seen cutting her student's hair. The teacher was so crazy that she sang the national anthem the entire time and kept on cutting the boy's hair. The video was uploaded by a TikTok user, Your Dark Side Guide. I will show more footage from this incident after this story. It must have been her bulgy eyeballs, but something about our new homeroom teacher bugged me. I told Shirley, but she shrugged it off as usual. Shirley had been my best friend since middle school, and though that was not too long ago, I cherished her like the apple of my eye. The only thing I hated about her was how she never paid attention to details, no matter how hard I tried to point them out to her. She usually shrugged me off as being too cautious and always suspicious of every little action. In some cases, she was right. But that didn't rule out the majority where I was usually right. For some other reason, I felt like I was right about the weirdness of our new homeroom teacher. Our former teacher died in an accident, and the position was filled in a hurry since the school year was almost running to an end, and the exam period was drawing closer. The new homeroom teacher taught biology, and her class was the most boring of all the teachers in the school, and people often avoided her. But in our case, it wasn't about avoidance. It was the fact that we would see her each day until the school year was over. The woman didn't make a bad homeroom teacher, but I hated her eyes. They were big and ominous, giving me the creeps every single time we made eye contact. Something that was compulsory for every student every time she came to take the class attendance. It was one of those times, and I was telling Shirley, who was beside me, how making eye contact with the woman caused me to have goosebumps on my arms. She said I was overreacting, and that I should get over it because the woman would leave our class soon. What she forgot was the fact that we had a biology class that morning. The woman finished with the attendance and left the class. We had the first two periods, and by the third, she was back. I made eye contact with Shirley, and she told me off. The class started as usual. I wrote silly notes to Shirley, reminding her of the last time I felt this way about the biology teacher. Notes in class were one of the things I loved to do with Shirley. Notes happened to be the thing that made us best friends. Shirley paid little attention this time. I couldn't blame her. The last two periods were terrible. The woman got annoyed with almost everyone in the class, and one by one she cast more than half of us from the room. But that day, she didn't cast us out. She made us write apologies. Writing apologies was not a new thing, but the weird thing was how she asked us to write the apology letter. She told us to write it like a love letter to a lover. She even emphasized the use of romantic words. It was creepy, but we did it because she threatened to give us an impromptu test if we didn't. "Do you think she'll give us a test again?" Shirley wrote in a note she passed back to me, and I shook my head. By mentioning the test, I could tell that Shirley was worried that the woman would ask us to write another apology love letter for no reason. Some of our classmates said that she probably didn't get enough love from her husband and was using us to fill the hole in her heart. But I only thought it was psychopathic. Then one day, things turned crazy. That day, it didn't feel like the woman would cast anyone out of her class. It didn't matter if we slept or dozed off. Her eyes showed some kind of depressing depth. I couldn't tell what she would do if she got annoyed with any of us in the class. I paid attention though and avoided eye contact. But I didn't have to wonder what she would do for long because George annoyed her. George was the class clown, the one who liked to play pranks and add some life to the class when it seemed like no one was following. I couldn't blame George for starting a prank.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
It was still morning and nearly half of the entire class was sleeping. Of course, we needed some life to truncate the boredom, but Miss Shelby was not having it. He pranked Miss Shelby, and rather than laugh it off like most of the other teachers did when George decided to act silly, she called him out to the front of the class. George couldn't have known what she was up to, and neither could the rest of us have guessed. She asked him to come out with his chair, and he was seated facing the whole class that was now on alert to see what Miss Shelby would do. One thing was sure, her punishments were never good. Out from nowhere, she pulled out a pair of scissors and walked over to where George sat. We watched and wondered what she would do. She held a full grip of George's hair, and the entire class gasped. It couldn't be. I looked at Shirley, and she muttered to me, "What the heck?" When our eyes met the front, Miss Shelby had cut off the chunk of George's hair in her grip. She took another grip, and while cutting it off, she started to sing the national anthem. The hairs on my arms stood, and goosebumps filled my skin. Shirley flipped in her seat. She was finally realizing that I hadn't been overreacting. Miss Shelby was indeed a psychopath because only a psychopath cut off their student's hair while singing the national anthem. George didn't react to what the woman was doing, but the entire class was shaking. The students gasped in horror, Shirley and I included. Miss Shelby turned on us, and there was an uproar. She walked straight to where Shirley sat and took her hair, aiming to cut it off like she did George's. Shirley screamed, and the students started to run out. I tried to pull Shirley out of her grip. There were screams and shouts, and we couldn't even recognize when the cops arrived. Amidst all the chaos, someone had called the emergency line. The school couldn't do anything to help Miss Shelby. They were instead saddled with the duty of apologizing to the parents of all the students. Miss Shelby was handed over to the police. She was arrested, and after a trial, she was put behind bars. It didn't matter that George tried to prank her. Cutting off the hair of students was a crime. No one had a right to take out their frustration on us. Shirley never doubted whenever I felt eerie about someone after that. If only she had been careful enough when I told her, she wouldn't have thought I was overreacting about Miss Shelby. Thank goodness she didn't lose her hair. We still talk about that scenario while reminiscing sometimes. After her arrest, rumors about her abusive father and childhood issues floated around, but nothing concrete was ever confirmed.
I'm hiding while writing this. I can't tell you exactly where I am because I'm not safe. There is someone out there looking for me. I don't know exactly what the bounty hunter wants. I don't know if I'm supposed to be dead or I just need to be delivered just like a piece of meat. Anyway, I want all of you to know my story. I don't know if this is going to help or that I'm going to get out of this alive, but at least it's worth a try. It happened 2 years ago. I was working at a large company. It was my first job, so I didn't have a high-profile position, but I was excited. I was full of hope going into the finance world, but I would find out soon enough that nothing is ever as it seems. I wasn't allowed to be a part of any meetings or any strategic planning. All I was needed for was to make the coffee and other similar things. I just thought this was what working your way up the ladder means. One day, my boss and two other high-ranking people at the company went into his office. They shut off the blinds. I didn't know what went on, but at 1 p.m., I was expected to deliver my boss's afternoon coffee. So even though the door was shut, I knocked one time and went in holding a hot espresso with no sugar. They all looked at me as if I was an intruder. They stopped talking immediately, and a strange silence took over the room. What? My boss asked while his eyes turned red. Don't you know this is a private meeting? Who told you to come in here? He asked while banging his fist on his desk. You did, sir. Every day at 1 p.m. You said you need your afternoon pick-me-up. I answered while just standing at the door with the coffee. He sighed and told me to put it on his desk and get out. But while I walked towards them, the other two looked at me. And they were whispering something. As I got closer, they stopped, and after I put the cup on his desk and headed towards the door, they started whispering yet again. I found it weird, but I couldn't ask what was it about. One evening, I got a very strange request. Matt, come here. I need to talk to you, my boss told me. I don't know what was going on. I thought he would fire me, but I went anyway. Yes? You wanted to see me? I asked. I know how hard you've been working around here. I watched you closely. And even though you were very good at the things you did until now, I know you have a lot of potential. You seem like a very smart guy, and because I have an eye for talent, I want to give you a promotion. How about you take over the Maverick account? He asked me while looking me in the eyes. Maverick? That is a high-profile account, sir. It's worth over $10 million. Are you sure? I mean, I just started, and... Before I could speak my mind, he interrupted me. Look, kid, I know you have what it takes. This is an order. You'll take over this account, okay? He asked. Got it, I responded, and then I left the office. I was scared, but happy at the same time. I mean, I didn't want to deliver coffee for the rest of my life. This is why I got into the finance game. To make something of myself. This was my big break. Everything went well at the office, but after about a week, at 10 p.m., someone knocked on my door. It was the feds. They accused me of fraud and came to take me away. I didn't even know what was going on. Luckily, I had some money for bail and got released that night. I called my boss and told him all about it, how that account was what got me into trouble. But he threatened me. He said he would kill me with his own hands if I would say anything to the police. And furthermore, he had them in his back pocket. The blame would still fall on me. And don't forget, kid, I know where you live, he told me before ending the call. I was scared out of my mind. I thought I would either get jailed again or worse, killed. And I didn't want any of it. Even though I couldn't leave my house, I decided to run and find some sort of way to prove my innocence. Not long after I had fled, I was everywhere on the local news. The police were looking for me, so I had to get a disguise. I found a small shop that sold costumes. I managed to change my appearance, and I felt a little bit more relieved. Well, as relieved as you can feel with the cops on your tail for something you didn't even do. One evening, as I was walking towards a motel, from around the corner appeared one of the most beautiful women I'd ever seen. She also looked like she worked out a lot. We bumped into each other. Oh, sorry about that, I said. She smiled at me.
No problem. I'm Cassie. What's your name?
She asked me while hypnotizing me with her beautiful green eyes. I'm Matt Mentis, I said like an idiot. I never should have revealed my real name. But at the time, I didn't realize it. She said she thought I was cute, and I instantly blushed. She took my hand and pulled me close to her. We were inches away from touching lips.
Now I got you.
And I was confused. I didn't know what she meant. Then, before I could say anything, she pulled me even closer. It was pretty hot, I'm not gonna lie. A beautiful girl pulling me this close, it was something I was not used to. But there was something poking me in the stomach. It was a gun. She said she was a bounty hunter sent by my former boss. In a moment of desperation, I headbutted her and ran away.
I love the thrill of the chase. I hope I won't have to kill you. You're pretty cute.
As I was running as fast as I could, I arrived at the motel and locked the door. I was terrified. How could my life change so much? And especially if I didn't do anything. Gradually, I started feeling very tired. I fell asleep. At around 2 a.m., my eyes opened as I felt something on my chest. I couldn't breathe. Ah! I screamed. At that moment, the cold barrel of the gun went into my mouth. The bounty hunter was laying on top of me in a position that should have aroused me. But taking into consideration the danger of losing my life, I couldn't concentrate on anything but staying alive.
Come on, cutie pie. Make me work for it. Don't be so easy to catch.
She told me while taking the gun out of my mouth. What do you want from me? I asked her.
Well, first of all, I don't want to take you to your boss just yet. I want to have a little fun.
She said while putting her hand on my chest and slowly moving it down.
I want you to run right now. I won't follow you for 5 hours. After that, you're fair game. Do the best that you can to avoid me. But as you'll see, you won't be able to do it for long.
She told me before giving me a short peck on the cheek and getting off of me.
Go! What are you waiting for?
Come on, we can reach an understanding, I said while putting my hands up in the air.
Do you think I'm playing?
She yelled before shooting her gun, the bullet going inches past my ear.
Go!
I got scared and ran wherever my feet took me. I was confused, scared, and adrenaline was running through my veins. Now I am in hiding.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
She hasn't found me yet. I just hope to God I will get out of this thing alive.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals, because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.